With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Some Senate Democrats are calling for the government to start refunding roughly $175 billion in tariff revenues that the U.S. Supreme Court ruled were collected because of an illegal set of orders by President Donald Trump. Their bill would require the issue of refunds over the course of 180 days and pay interest on the refunded amount. The Supreme Court's ruling against President Trump's tariffs has countries like China and South Korea watching for Washington's next steps, while financial markets took the news in stride. Travel around parts of the country is at a standstill as a winter storm leads to thousands of flight cancellations. Over 10,000 flights have been canceled through Tuesday. That's according to flight tracking service FlightAware. Amtrak has canceled over 30 trains scheduled for Monday on some of its busiest routes. Canada is working on an aid package for Cuba as it faces blackouts and severe fuel shortages worsened by a U.S. oil embargo. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.